No, I don't think so. I was really proud of them. After going a goal down to come back like that, it showed the character and spirit about the place.
You took a bit of a chance too, didn't you, throwing the two new boys in from the start?
Yeah, we didn't have any time at all to work with David Graham because we were only signed today, and it wasn't too... Dino come in on Thursday, I think it was Thursday he come in, so it was taking a big chance, but I seen Dion Dublin going and taking a chance at Aston Villa, took a chance for him, he got five goals, so I was hoping something like that would happen for him, for us today.
Did Adino's legs go towards the end? Is that why you took him off?
He got a rub at half-time, he was complaining of cramp and he was stretching and getting a rub at half-time, so I knew he wasn't going to last very long, but fortunately I had Stuart on the bench ready to come on.
Tell me about this new style that we're seeing here, because you're playing a far more measured game through the midfield. Do you see that as a way ahead in the long term?
I think so. I think we can play football with anybody, but if you see the goals there and Big Andy Smith's header, you know, it'd be crazy not to put high balls in for these boys. They're brilliant in the air and they're unstoppable if you get toddy like that.
And the pace of young Graham up front now gives you another option, doesn't it?
Well, I've been wanting that for a long, long time, and he's obviously a wee bit raw yet, and he's tired. He said the last 15 minutes his legs had gone, but that was to be expected.
Right, well done, thank you.
Thank you very much.